Next patient is Richard Garner, G-A-R-N-E-R, Garner Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 12/25/50. Date of visit is 2/11/22. Please make copy for Dr. David Carpenter. David Carpenter, C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of lung nodules. And next paragraph is present illness. This is a 71-year-old white male with a history of shortness of breath, was recently treated for an episode of congestive heart failure and has had a complete cardiac evaluation done. Period. The patient also was seen in the emergency room on 12/12/21 for dyspnea and a dry cough, and a chest x-ray done at the time showed evidence of vascular congestion, and he was also treated for acute pneumonia and was given doxycycline for 10 days as well as prednisone 50 milligrams a day for 5 days, period. The patient subsequently went for a chest CT on 1/31/22, and it showed nodular densities in the periphery of the lungs, especially in the lower lobes. And the pattern was suggestive of a post-inflammatory change. And follow-up was suggested. There was also a mild left pleural effusion, and follow-up was advised, period. The patient presently has some shortness of breath with exertion, but feels much better and has no cough. His O2 saturation was 100 on room air today. And denies legs falling, chest pains, nausea, vomiting, reflux, and denies leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of diabetes mellitus for 10 years. He has also history for hypertension. He had sinus surgery times 3 and had hemorrhoids operated 30 years ago. He had a vasectomy 30 years back. I was treated for congestive heart failure in December 21. Next paragraph, habits. The patient never smoked. Alcohol use occasional. He works as a flight instructor. No issue with asbestos exposure. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, habits. Next paragraph, family history. His mother died of pancreatic cancer. Father died of COPD and was a smoker. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. He has no glaucoma cataracts, denies vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has hay fever. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. the nice abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea or constipation. He has occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. The nice depression or anxiety. He has no easy bruising. He has some joint pains, no muscle aches. He has no headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash. Next, medication list. Metolazone, 5 milligrams every other day. And Telmisartan, 40 milligrams daily. Lasix, 40 milligrams daily. Jardiance, 10 milligrams daily. And potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents daily. And albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Nebulized Duonep solution, BID. Oh, can you please add in the past history? The past history also includes history of mitral regurgitation and cardiomyopathy, history of hypothyroidism, and osteoarthritis, and history for cataracts. Next paragraph. Let's say, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 20 by 70. Pulse is 54, respirations 18, temperature 97.2. Weight is 167, saturation 100. HENT at norms, phallic pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, distant death sounds with occasional wheezes, scattered with a few basilar crackles. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, sound an S2 with no murmur. The abdomen, soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexive, the 1 plus, the 1 gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Rectal exams defer, skin and all lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number 1. Bilateral pulmonary nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is history of CHF with cardiomyopathy. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4 is hypertension. And next paragraph. Plan. The patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. We'll also get a CT chest repeated in 2 months to follow up on the lung nodules. He will be given a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and continue with diuretic therapy with Lasix, 40 milligrams a day. And a follow-up is that, can you also mention CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level, and TSH will be monitored, and a follow-up visit will be arranged approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. David Carpenter, MD Carpenter, MD, and Dr. Humayun Jamidar. Humayun is H-U-M-A-Y-U-N. Jamidar is J-A-M-I-D-A-R, MD. Thank you for this consultation. copy for these doctors, please. It's Dr. D'Souza.